Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad Garrett is with us live on WBEN, crime and terrorism analyst. We are just a few days away from the inauguration. D.C. is preparing for more than 200,000 visitors, Brad. There's fencing going up. Security checkpoints will be in place. But how much of a nightmare is Monday going to be for law enforcement?
It's a big one. However, most of the security, I think additional fencing, yes. But as far as coverage, it'll probably be the same. I mean, if you can think about that these are considered a national special security event by the Secret Service, and they basically pull out the stop, all the stops, multiple agencies, FBI, you fill in the blank, they're involved. I mean, there was biological, nuclear, chemical experts and teams not far away. You know, they're going to have all the buildings covered. And the fencing will be interesting. I'll have to look at the configuration about how close people can even get to the Capitol, where President Trump will be sworn in. And all of these things clearly are driven by intelligence, which means they're going to keep track of certain people. There'll be undercover officers and agents in the crowd just watching people. But it is an unbelievable number of people to pull this off.
It's got to be one of the most, highly secure of inaugurations we've ever had, considering it's already been two assassination attempts in the past calendar year. Brad, which, I mean, everyone's always worried about Inauguration Day. This year in particular.
Yeah, I think there is no doubt. I think the only thing I can say is anything is possible. I think it'll just be even that much more difficult to get in close proximity to the people that are up on a podium. Obviously, President Trump and President Biden and other dignitaries and public officials and politicians. I'm not sure you could make it any safer than it will be. And if you are a bad guy trying to cause havoc, that might not be the right event to pick, because there's obviously other events that there's not that level of security. The short answer is you just can't rule out everything.
All right, Brad, we're also looking at something else this morning: stalking in this country, being described as an out-of-control problem. I mean, 13.5 million cases a year—that just blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, if you think it in another realm, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men will be stalked. This is an estimate, obviously, at some point in their lifetime. I mean, that's over 33% of the women in this country. And a lot of it, obviously, is not reported, or it's clearly a local event. It's not a high-profile person like Caitlin Clark. But Caitlin Clark, allows us to talk about how big a problem it is, how much trauma it can cause a victim, I'm going to guess, including her, and how much you really have to alter your life to keep you as safe as possible from, in her case, how she gets from her house to the stadium, how she goes out to dinner with somebody, she goes to a social event. You know, does she actually need physical security? I don't know about that, but she may. Clearly, there are super high-profile people. I'm going to guess Madonna and Taylor Swift probably have physical security with them wherever they go, because they have to. Because the number of people, a version, I'm going to guess, of this guy in Indianapolis, Indiana, are out there. And obviously, their names, as well as we could name off dozens of people, are just in sort of the crosshairs of these unstable folks who, for whatever reason, develop this idealized relationship in their head, of course, with the star, celebrity, basketball player, etc.
Well, I mean, it's a really crazy situation. I'm wondering how many of these stalking cases are, you mentioned, you know, a lot aren't reported. Are there a lot that aren't found out, you know, where this stalker is just not really making themselves known and, you know, is kind of hidden there in the background and whoever the target is might have no idea?
Well, that's certainly possible. I mean, think about this, Brian, from the standpoint, it's one thing to have the amount of money that professional athletes and movie stars, et cetera, celebrities have that would have the luxury of, you know, expanding their security, would have the ability to hire experts to, with law enforcement, maybe, to help them figure out who is actually attempting to contact them. And if you're not somebody that's well-known or in that sort of financial position, how do you even do that? I mean, I'm more worried about the everyday person that's ended up being stalked, as you might guess, many times by people they had a relationship with. You know, marriages break up, girlfriends, boyfriends break up. The other side is angry, revengeful of it, and they become a stalker. And some of those can turn to homicides because I've actually worked them. And it's a, you know, it's a tragic thing, but sometimes not that easy to investigate on the front end because they haven't said or done anything that steps over whatever the statute is in that state, like you're in the state of New York, whatever the law is, and it'll probably be generally the same of other states, but you have to get up to that point, obviously, to be able to arrest people.
Brad, thank you for joining us this morning, shining a light on this. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, right here on WBEN.